Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. We got Mike Fliegelman. He is behind the glass, and he's producing tonight. Peter Schwartz on the update. C-Mac on your overnight. I will have a guest for you coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Brian Costello from the New York Post is going to join me. He's out there in Arizona with the debacle that was the Jets. We'll talk about that. And two questions for you to call in on. You can also, by the way, hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L. Rubinson. Here's your two questions. Question number one. Are the Giants the worst team in the NFL? Are the Giants the worst team in the NFL? Because they lost today to the Carolina Panthers, who before today I thought was the worst team in the NFL. But the Giants just lost to them. So are the Giants the worst team in the NFL? And does that have any kind of ramifications when you lose to the worst team in the NFL? Any ramifications at all? 888-808-1019. We'll get into that in a moment. The Jets. Here's your question, Jets fans. Where does this loss rank among awful Jets losses? Where does this loss rank among awful Jets losses? And there are many. But how is it possible? It's one thing if the Jets had, you know, I actually did think this game would be close, but I kind of thought that the Cardinals might win this at home. Cardinals are a decent team. They've been playing well. But I don't understand. Help me understand how a team with the talent that the Jets do have, I guess the wrong word to use is team. When you have players, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, Breece Hall, and the uniform body that was once Aaron Rodgers, when you have that on offense and on defense, theoretically you have Sauce Gardner, DJ Reed, Quinnen Williams, Quincy Williams, Hassan Reddick. When you have names like that on your team, I guess that's what it is. It's uniforms and names. It's not a team. That's what the Jets have. Because they didn't show up. They did not show up. And the score of this Jets game, it looks bad. It looks bad at 31-6. But the truth is, this game was like the mercy rule. If the Cardinals had wanted to, they took out Kyler Murray, their quarterback, in the fourth quarter. And honestly, they stopped passing. Because the whole thing was just hashtag sad. If this is what the Jets look like when they have 9 days off before the game and spend time focused on tackling, an emphasis this week on tackling, I'd like to see what do they look like when they don't focus on tackling. Sauce Gardner. Oh my God. What the hell happened? How did he get this bad? This quickly? And amongst embarrassing plays for the Jets, probably the defense's play of the season, image of the season, is Sauce Gardner being flicked away like a fly on the back of Trey McBride, the tight end for the Cardinals. Just flicked him off like he was nothing. That's a tackle? It was still a ball game then. But after that, it was humiliating. It was demoralizing. The Jets were on a roll for a half 9 days ago. They beat the Texans. They played a really good second half. And coming off of that half, the Jets had all this big talk and swagger. They were going to run the table. They were going to find their way to the playoffs. And then they come out with the season and what was left of it on the line. And they get absolutely dominated. The Cardinals' offense scored 5 times in a row. Kyler Murray set the Cardinals' franchise record for most completions in a row in a game. And the Jets, is this coaching? Is this a lack of veteran leadership? The Jets went into the locker room at halftime. If you expected adjustments, there were none. Robert Saleh got fired, and this team got worse. Since Robert Saleh got fired after 5 games in the season, this team, the defense, gives up over 8, almost 9 more points a game. They give up almost 100 more yards a game. They don't take the ball away. They do nothing. Except, well, penalties sometimes. They do that. But there was no discipline. There was no... nobody sets the edge. Nothing. And where do they go from here? Now, you're stuck and you're sitting there with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, who looks all of a guy who's about to turn 41. And if he thought that he could be like Tom Brady, who defied Father Time, well, he's not. He's not. He looks hobbled and like a guy who just wants to get rid of the football so he doesn't get hit again. There are no big plays. There's no explosive plays. It's just a terrible, terrible, embarrassing.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Total game. And the first half was basically a no-show. A million missed tackles. And Davante Adams, no, two targets, zero catches in the first half. Aaron Rodgers was 7 of 11 for 40 yards in the first half. 7 of 11 for 40 yards. While Kyler Murray was 17 of 19 in the first half. Almost 200 yards. 199. He threw for a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown all in the first half. Absolutely nothing. Jets got undressed, embarrassed, outcoached, outplayed, out-efforted, out-everything. And where do you go from here? You can sit there after the game and the interim head coach, Jeff Ulrich, I feel bad for him. I think he was put in a terrible situation. A first-time head coach, no head coaching experience, and you're asked to not just be the head coach, but to continue on as the defensive coordinator. That is too much on his plate. His quotes after the game, things like, the beauty of that locker room is that there's no quit in there. I don't know what he's watching. I thought there looked like plenty of quit on the field. He thought the effort and energy were good. That wasn't the problem. He thought the problem was execution. I thought the problem was execution and the effort. Tackling, he said they have to fix it. Well, what the hell did they do when they were working on it for 9 days, knowing they were coming in and playing this Cardinals team? And give Jeff Ulrich credit. He knew they were facing James Conner, a very physical running back. And so he thought, all right, let's work on tackling. But he says now, week 10, here we are, tackling, we can still drill it, is what he says. And Aaron Rodgers, this is what Aaron Rodgers said after they won a game against the Texans, playing one decent half, good half, a good half of football last week. After last week, Aaron Rodgers said, I think there was a weight lifted off. There's a baseline level of energy and enthusiasm that we kind of held ourselves to in training camp. And, you know, we haven't necessarily been there the entire time. So you got to find a way to bring it every single day. You know, that the key for young players to learn is that consistency starts with the minute you walk into the building. Everything needs to be intentional. Yeah. Intentional, like not going to mandatory minicamp. Aaron Rodgers continued on to say, and that starts with the conversation you're having, the time you get to work, the way you take notes. We're starting to do the right things, but we're a work in progress too. Well, there you go. We're a work in progress. That's what they were. That was last week. And then here they are. The energy, the intention. They came out and did not score a touchdown. But the defense has to be, I mean, this was the, for the last few years, all we tell ourselves is, you know, this Jets defense, that's a Super Bowl caliber defense. That's a playoff caliber defense, right? If only they had a quarterback. Yeah, it is Zach Wilson's fault. Like, if only they had a quarterback, this would be a Super Bowl caliber team. Certainly a playoff caliber team. This would be a team that could end the longest playoff drought in the NFL, 13 years and counting. I feel bad for Jets fans. I mean, I feel bad for Giants fans too. Giants fans managed to make the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young, their quarterback who had gotten benched, who only came back in last week because Andy Dalton hurt his thumb. But the Giants managed to make the worst team in the entire league look, I don't want to say good, but okay, and lose to them. So I feel bad for Giants fans because Giants fans are in football. Is it football hell? Is it football purgatory? Whatever it is, when you don't have a starting quarterback, and the Giants clearly do not, in Daniel Jones, then you're nowhere. Giants are bad. Awful. Right now, the Giants have the worst record, tied for whatever, if tankathon, right now, if the season ended. Giants would be drafting number two overall. They're tied with Jacksonville. Both teams, 2-8. 2-8. That's the Giants. But the Jets are only one game better at 3-7. And the Jets and their fans had hopes of course, making the playoffs. Playoffs? But maybe being an outside Super Bowl contender. Forget all that. Here we are with a bunch of slop for football from both teams. And for the Jets, where does this horrific, embarrassing, complete no-show for what's supposed to be a vaunted defense that's now just a bunch of names on jerseys? Where do they go from here? How bad a loss is this? Does Joe Douglas, the general manager, is he gone? And where do the Jets go from here? And as for the Giants, I think it's pretty clear that Daniel Jones has taken his last snap as starting quarterback for the New York Giants. And now really the question is, from what you've seen, do Brian Daboll and Joe Shane get to keep their jobs and draft a quarterback and try and build this thing up? They're 3 years in. Dennis Allen was 3 years in New Orleans. His team lost to the Carolina Panthers, and his ownership fired him last week. I'm not suggesting that the Giants should or will do that with Brian Daboll. They won't. They shouldn't. Not right now. There's nothing to be gained firing Daboll in the middle of the season. But what do you do, and how do you think that Giants owners, that John Mara, Steve Tisch, how do you think they were feeling sitting there in the showcase national game in Germany, in Munich? Whole country, everybody watching, showcase game, and they're playing the worst team in the league. And they can't even win that game. 888-808-1019. Plenty to dive into with both these games. and a little, I did promise my Giants and Jets fans a little sports therapy. So far, I don't feel I'm delivering on that. Unless you want something cathartic where you just want to vent, you can do that online and you can call me as well. 888-808-1019. I will do my best to think of something, some silver lining to make you feel better. A little sports therapy coming up.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.